Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the second half of the hour, we're going to have open lines. But the first half of the hour, we have with us the freeze-dry guy, and he's got to talking to you about the necessity of, if you really care about yourself and your family, beginning to make preparations for the very difficult times that lie ahead. Freeze-dry guy, thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Thank you for inviting me. I always enjoy this time with you.
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell us your view of what's going on, what people should be doing. I know you have all sorts of specials of freeze-dry food and dehydrated food available for people out across America. So, well, basically, is there anything new that you want to tell them about?
Well, we have a new special here. And, you know, as far as my old mantra for preparing, it's just like the Boy Scouts, be prepared. We see every day, every week, and every day of every week, that, you know, more and more indicators that we've got some rocky times ahead. We worked up something, in fact, it's our one-month premium food supply. We've had similar things. We sat down and spent a lot of time trying to, and we did. We were fortunate we could make this work the way we wanted to. Put together a really nice food supply for folks for 1 month's time. It's kind of a let's-get-started pack. And then we build on it with the, you know, duplications of that to build up a bigger supply. And like I said, in the first paragraph of this little flyer we sent out, it's been said a journey of 1,000 miles begins but with a single step. And that's really the way it is with preparedness. Back in 1968, I was not yet in the business. I wasn't for another 2 years. And I remember we went downtown. We spent $10. Now, that $10 in 1968 was a lot more than it is today. We bought a few different things, a couple cans of food. One was freeze-dried chicken stew and some other stuff. I remember standing there with my wife, put my arm around her, and we gazed up lovingly at this little pile of food, and we thought, well, this is our beginning. And really, and I forgot all the details, but within a few months, we had a six-month supply for, I think it was for four of us at that time. But, you know, a lot of people, kind of like that old story about eating an elephant. It seems so big and so daunting. Where do we start? It starts with the first step. And it's like I go hot and cold going to the gym. And I fall off the wagon, don't go to the gym for a few months, and it's so hard to get back to it. But if people will just work at it a little bit at a time, you don't have to do it all at once. Some people are fortunate enough to be able to do it. Most aren't. But I really pride myself in the kind of people we've got in our, you know, in our customer service department. They're not arm twisters. They're very knowledgeable. They spend all the time that's necessary with folks to get it right for them. And so I really invite people to call up, ask for, you know, whoever answers usually knows their stuff. In fact, they all know their stuff.
All right, well, let's get the telephone number out. What number will they call? And certainly, let's talk a little bit about your latest special, because I know it has some potatoes in it. I was rather intrigued, dehydrated potatoes. What's the telephone number for people to call?
Yes, sir. It is 866-404-3663.
One more time.
Yes, 866-404-FOOD.
All right, fine. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Freeze-Dry Guy, I'll be with us for 30 minutes. After that, it'll be open lines. But give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. He knows more about this than I do. Remember, he was in Special Forces. He suddenly ate an awful lot of these things when he was in the military. And now, of course, he's out there trying to get people to be prepared.
Oh, silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Arthur Stan. Our guest is the Freeze Dry Guy. Our telephone number, if you have a question for him, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And he was simply talking to me about his latest special. And, of course, it's two cases, and it actually includes his pineapple. And that pineapple is really rather unique. I mean, here you've got a whole case of pineapple. But because, why did you put a case of pineapple in there?
Well, actually, it's a number 10 can. These are number 10, just a total of two cases of food. You know, that pineapple, Dr. Stan, it's almost like candy, and it's not got anything. I mean, it's so sweet, naturally. There's nothing added to it. It's the natural sugar that, you know, came from the fresh pineapple. And I guess I'm really proud of it. It's the only, at this moment, our only freeze-dried items under my label. And very few people are producing it out there. It's a wonderful product. I think we sent you some, did we not?
I'm not sure whether we did or not. Yeah, I'm sure we did, because I remember trying it, how delicious it was, right?
And people will ask if they say, no, they'll try it dry. And they say, this has got sugar in it. And I said, no, it doesn't. It's naturally, you know, the natural sugar is from the pineapple. Very sweet, delicious item. And I thought it's just kind of it's a special food. It's almost like a dessert in itself. But we want a good, well-rounded diet here, plenty of protein. And like you say, the ground beef, the chicken. Chicken, you can't tell from rotisserie chicken at the supermarket. And that's a fact. The ground beef is just very fine quality, in this case, freeze-dried, of course, ground beef. You can't tell it's fresh.
So, well, now, how long will these products last once they're open?
Okay, the company story is should be consumed within a week or so, and that's very conservative. I will have a can of ground beef or chicken open at a show, perhaps. We have a show somewhere. We open up a can near the end of the show or partway through that didn't get consumed, and there's still a lot there. I don't like throwing it away. We keep the lid snapped on them tightly when they're not being used. I'll still be using that for sample purpose a month to a month and a half later. And I want it to be as fresh tasting as it can for folks to help put our best foot forward. The pineapple, we've had that open for 3 or 4 months. Again, as long as you keep the lid on it, snapped on, the plastic lid. No, plastic lid comes with everything. 3, 4 months, like I said. Our ABC stew it's a blend. That's a dehydrated item. It does take longer, like I said, to prepare than the others. Typically, you bring that one to a boil, let it simmer for about 40 minutes, and you're good. For the freeze-dry, you pour very hot water on it, hot enough to scald you, perhaps. And 5 or 10 minutes later, you're ready to go. But that ABC stew is typically split peas, barley, lentils, rice, and ABC noodles. Very wholesome, very nutritious product.
Now, are these the same products that our military uses, certainly for their military activities?
Pretty much. You know, you've heard me speak a lot of the long-range patrol ration, which, again, was a product that got me in this industry 44 years ago when I was in the Army. And the long-range patrol rations are freeze-dried. They're a special ration. They're not to be confused with the MREs. They're far superior in every way. Taste, nutritional levels, longevity. Take a little bit longer to prepare than the MRE, which you just tear the bag open and squeeze it out and gobble it down. And but people tend to get pretty tired of those pretty fast. We're even alert ration, long-range patrol, but which, by the way, we're nearly out of them now. But they're delicious. They just like in all the Mountain House foods we carry and my own proprietary items, they're very good. There's no break-in time. I was talking to a gentleman a while back, very recently. He kept insisting there was a break-in time to this food. Well, that's incorrect. It's freeze-dried and might dehydrate. Once they've soaked in water for a bit, they are fresh food. And you can't sell them for fresh because at that point they are fresh. You know, you started to say, we're saying, how long will they last? I was kind of musing to myself here because I thought you were going to say, how long will they last total, unopened. And I think I mentioned this probably last time I was on your show about eating some 40-year-old pouches of, I think what it was, a stroganoff perhaps, a teriyaki. Well, today I had my second pouch of chili with beans, 40 years old. With 1974, I packed it in a 55-gallon barrel for an expedition that was never happened. I still got that barrel and still about a third full of those pouches. And I had one today, and it was fresh as a daisy. And nobody can say that. And this is a proven track record on these products. They've been being freeze-dried by the largest freeze-dryer in the world. And again, I'm the guy who packed this one barrel. I remember it very specifically. Can't remember the date, but it was roughly summertime of 1974.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess the freeze-dried guy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And the thing that bothers me is that I know that there's going to be a major cataclysmic event, and whether it's going to be financial or whether it's going to be suddenly infectious or whether it's going to be nuclear, whether it's going to be an EMP attack. I'm not certain what it's going to be, but I do know that God is going to bring his judgment on this country. And I really believe people have to be making arrangements. And what bothers me, I don't think most people really have made sufficient preparations for suddenly if the stores, they go down to the grocery store and there's nothing there. Well, are you concerned about that, freeze-dry guy?
Well, I am, Dr. Stan. That's why I've been doing this for 44 years. And I retired from the Army, and, of course, this was my night job, too, in the service. And I promised everybody I did not go and sell my food on your time. This is on my off time, my weekends and such. But I've been 12 years ago, I've been retired. I talked to the Lord about it after I retired, and I said, what do I do to continue to serve? But I liked what I did, and I felt like it was a worthwhile thing that we did. And he was very pointed. He says, you can sell food. That's the other thing you know how to do. In fact, he didn't say I could. He more or less demanded it since I asked him. And some people will believe that, some won't, but it's my mission in life. I love it. Gives me a sense of purpose, and we help a few people along the way.
Well, you know, we, Sidney, we are in a ministry, as you know, and Sidney, we are in contact with a number of other people in Christian ministries, talk radio. And basically, Sidney, we see a marked cutback in Sidney, in the people purchasing things. I mean, we used to sell an awful lot of things. It seems that people, for one reason or another, despite everything we're being told by the Federal Reserve and the Central Bank and all of our the financial leaders, people are really sort of being very loath to invest in things and buy things today. Have you noticed that at all in your work?
Oh, very much. I always thought we were pretty well bulletproof, but as long as there was still money to be spent and people needed our services, we'd be busy. We're still very busy, but the industry itself is off by probably better than half, would be my best guess. Now, like I say, we stay very busy. We do, I think, some good advertising. We on shows like yours, and people, we've been around long enough, people know us, that we're not really going anywhere. So they're very trusting and very good to work with. But I think part of it is, I think there's kind of a malaise that's come over the country. And maybe some people are believing that things are getting, I mean, there's some things that are getting better in some ways, but overall, we're still slipping. In fact, it's my understanding, we can't even pay off the interest on the national debt. There's no way it can be done. So I just, again, I implore people, please get some food together. Whoever you buy it from somebody else if need be, but buy it from somebody and make sure you're getting good product, it's properly packed for long-term storage. Ask them for their track record, how long they've been doing it, how long their product's been manufactured, and ask them about the residual oxygen content. That's very important. In fact, I haven't put it in writing to you. Now, how much oxygen is still in that container? And there's still companies out there with an average of 10, 15, 20% oxygen. Well, was it 21%, I think, is atmosphere? I believe that's correct. It's right there at that. You know, all of our stuff is under less than 1% oxygen. In fact, way, way under 1%, down close to, it runs about an average of 0.02. Percent.
Okay, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, why give serious consideration to getting in touch with Freeze Dry Guy. Certainly, if you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or certainly 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But once again, I want you to get your telephone number out so people will know how to get in touch with your organization.
Yes, sir. Again, it's 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. And, Dr. Stan, I really enjoy your show, and I enjoy the quality of the people who call in and have asked me questions. If anybody wants to call me, I'll probably, and when we sign off tonight, I'll turn off the phone, and I'm going to go to bed here in a while. But if anybody wants to call me tomorrow and discuss their issues, I'm happy to take their call. And my personal cell is, my personal cell. I'll do it out here. If they want to call me for consultation, that's a possible thing to do, and I'll work with them. I'm very happy to. The number is 559-2173. 530-559-2173. I don't give this number out very often, so I'm not used to hearing it being spoken.
No, I know you don't. I think it's important, though, that people understand that if they're going to make preparations to do it now, then suddenly get the things that you need for your family to sustain them. How would you like to go down to the store and there's just nothing there? People can't imagine that happening in America. Think about what's going on in Syria today. Think what's going on in Iraq.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess for the next 6 minutes, we'll be 5 minutes, we'll be the freeze-dried guy. And then he's going to leave, and we're going to do open lines. So if you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. Here's the man who is on the front lines of this battle. He's been doing this for close to 40 years. He certainly was in special forces. He actually had to use these products when he was in the military. And since he retired from the military, he's essentially coordinating a program to make them available to you. And of course, if you buy products through him via his list, if you here in the United States, you don't have to pay for shipping. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment, but if you were just getting started tonight, freeze-dried guy and said he did not have your study vast array of knowledge, what are the first three or four items that you would want to lay in as a foundation for a city beginning to prepare for your family and for your friends when these catastrophic events that both you and I anticipate, when they begin?
Well, Dr. Stan, somebody comes to us and they say, we want to get started. I can afford $100 worth, something like this, $150 or less. The ABC stew I mentioned is a wonderful product. If I had to take one can of food and go live on that as long as I could, that would be the single item. Again, it's not as quick to prepare as our freeze-dried item, but it's very easy to prepare. I took a period of, I believe it was 5 weeks, all it goes back about 6 years ago, and I lived on just that with the addition, well, I take a dry cup, make it up, and I forgot how much that made now, 5 or 6 cups, but maybe not made more than that, because I would go 2 to 2.5 days on that. I would throw in a handful of our freeze-dried ground beef to it with it for more flavor, with fats in it, more protein, although it's still a good protein-y item. And it just helped it overall. And I trimmed down, and my energy level went through the roof. I was really surprised. I'd be at my office 7 in the morning and work typically until 10:30 or 11 every night. And that is a great product. I took a vow back in 1973, I believe it was. If a little old grandma down the road wanted one can of food, we would deliver it to them. And for a long time there, we were not able to break cases and send and ship out a can. We do that now. We'll send you one can. We can't deliver it to your doorstep personally unless you live in the area, but we pay the shipping for you to the 48th state. So again, I'd say the ground beef. If somebody said, I'm going to buy 3 cans of food, I would say, oh, again, the ABC stew mix. Not to be confused with the dehydrated stew mix that's out there, which has always been kind of lacking in my feeling. This is very hearty. Like I say, lentils, barley, rice, things like that, peas. But I'd get myself a can of that. I'd get a can of the ground beef and maybe some of our eggs. Our eggs are delicious. And they're, again, a lot of protein. I would definitely, if somebody had more money to spend, and hopefully they do, to get this stuff done faster, I would concentrate on the high-protein items. Because historically, in a pinch, animal protein is the first thing to disappear, the hardest thing to replace, too. And some people get, you know, there's vegetarians out there, there's vegans out there, so they're able to buy much of what they want at the market to give them enough protein to get by on. When things get tight, protein goes away. And like I said, don't be bashful about calling our number and talking to our counselors.
All right, fine. And one more time or two more times the number for people to call.
Yes, sir. It is 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or again, if somebody wants to call myself, if you're really fast after the show, they might catch me for 10 minutes or so. But I'd be happy to take their call tomorrow. And that cell number is 530-559-2173. And our website is freezedryguy.com.
Freezedryguy.com. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's been the Freeze Dry Guy. Certainly, we're going to be doing open lines the last half hour. So if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I will tell you with all sincerity, even though Freeze Dry Guy does advertise with us and help us maintain our network of stations, I do believe that we're headed for some very difficult times. We're encouraging everybody to begin making the preparations accordingly, and there's no better place to start than Freeze Dry Guy. Hey, thanks very much for being with us. We look forward to talking to you again here in the near future.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It was my pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is George Wiley. Most of you now know my song. for the American Cancer Society really is a miracle. Your products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan. It's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we'll talk about whatever you want to for the next half hour. But I want you to think back 3 weeks. Think back 3 weeks. There was no civil war in Iraq. They had not killed thousands and thousands or beheaded thousands of soldiers suddenly on the road to Mosul and then to Baghdad. Suddenly, the large components of the Iraqi army were intact. They had not taken off their uniforms and fled. And in 3 weeks' time, the whole situation over there in the Middle East has changed and changed dramatically. And we take an example, we take it as a matter of fact, but this is all manipulated. The United States is funding the government of Iraq. The United States is funding the ISIL or ISIL organization, the Shia the Sunni organization that is funding fighting the government in Iraq. We're funding both sides, as we always do in all of the wars, because you can't have a war unless you have an enemy. And we couldn't have had Vietnam if we hadn't, for a 10-year period almost, financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the Viet Cong who were killing our boys. And you've heard me say this many times, but it is true. I was told by four-star Marine General Lew Walt that we could have won the war in 10 days, probably in 6 weeks' time, if we'd just been allowed to. I said, William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to Laos, told me exactly the same thing. We could have won the Vietnam War in 6 weeks. That they wouldn't let us. We fought for 10 years. We killed 58,000 American boys. And, of course, it accomplished absolutely nothing. We lost the war. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. They're going to draw us into another war. We're financing both sides in what's going on in Iraq today. And right now, let's go to Bruce calling us from Michigan. And if you're out there across America, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
I got a frog in my throat, too. Let's clear our throat.
You go right ahead.
All right. I don't think God's going to wait for Russia, China to catch up with us militarily. I think no one's talking about how dangerous, extremely dangerous it is for Russia to not have their pipelines going somewhere else. There's like three pipelines that go through the Ukraine and one that goes way up into Belarus. And then they wanted another one to go down, I think it was into, Bulgaria? And the EU told them, no, they couldn't build it. So all their eggs, like, to the west are in that one Ukrainian basket there. It's that alone could bring on some kind of World War III. And then even more to the point, what's going on down in Iraq, could easily turn westward. I haven't heard anyone clearly describe why ISIS is doing what they're doing. Has Assad defeated them in the north, and so they're pushing towards the south? Or are they just pushing towards the south so they can get bigger and then go back north and beat up on Assad?
I think they have to understand this is a civil war. There has always been this animosity between the Shia and the Sunni Muslims going back to the 600s, and it will continue, and it's not going to end. Then basically, you have this. It is basically the Sunni Muslims on one side, and certainly they're backed by Saudi Arabia. They're backed by us. And then, of course, on the other side, you have the Shia Muslims backed by Iran and backed by us as well. So we're backing both sides, and the average American just can't see it. Nobody's telling them, and they think this is a legitimate war. It's because hundreds of thousands of people are going to die before this is over. Go right ahead.
It's vitally important to figure out why they're doing what they're doing now. Because, follow my logic, if Assad pushed them out of the civilized area, the western area of Syria, so they're just out there in the east where it's just a bunch of desert, they're not going to want to confront Iran to the east. Where will they go next? Look at the map. They'll go west, right into Amman, Jordan, which is only 50 miles from Jerusalem. You got to be thinking, what is Israel thinking about this if these guys come tearing into Amman, Jordan? I mean, 50 miles away from Jerusalem? Within two years, there's going to be one heck of a war coming either from what's going on economically with Russia's dependence on natural gas or from these maniacs, you know, in the desert. And by the way, how'd they become an army? You know, weren't they just a couple hundred terrorists? Now they're scaring an army of 20,000 Iraqis. I heard the deal that Russia must have overthrown the Ukrainian. It's a dog and pony show. It's a staged event because the Ukrainian police back down and let the protesters take over. Well, this kind of stuff happens all the time. It's not that rare, you know, where a stronger spirit scares the heck out of everybody. Didn't Alexander the Great only have about 25,000 soldiers, and he scared the million-man Persian army to run like heck?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I mean, there's a spirit. There's an evil spirit when you got something going for you, whether it's from the devil or from God. You might have a good spirit.
Well, there was a supernatural force behind Alexander, behind Alexander the Great. And of course, this is our theme. If you read Plato and Aristotle and Alexander the Great, you recognize the spiritual force that motivated that entire movement, as Socrates as well. They were deeply involved in the occult, and behind everything going on today, whether it's what's going on in Iraq, or what's going on in Syria, even what's going on here in America, powerful spiritual forces. And basically, of course, our country has already been taken over, but they haven't toppled it yet because they need the military and financial power of the United States to bring about their one-world satanic government. Anything else you want to say, Bruce?
In the last couple of weeks, I've just been watching the two events, and it just simple logic says Russia depends too much on natural gas. I'd like someone like James Corbett or somebody to find out exactly how much Russia depends on our natural gas.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to, James will be back for this on Monday evening. He missed the last program. He sent us an email and apologized, but he said, I will be with you on Monday, so we always enjoy James Corbett.
We've got to find out for sure whether they ran from Assad or just figured, well, we'll back off for a while, but then we'll go back again later. Because if they ran from Assad, they do not want to turn east and go against Iran. They will go against the Sunnis, 95% Sunnis in Jordan, in Amman. Into Amman, look out.
Well, I don't think they got what going into Amman, but I do believe that they are going to suddenly turn against the Sunnis and try to push the Sunnis back for the time being. Anyway, we'll have to wait and see what's going on. Hey, thanks very much for calling.
Bye-bye.
And let's go to John calling us. And John is calling from Spokane. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I believe we're on the very bridge of the war there in the Middle East. And we're going to be financing on all sides. Why now? What's the timing? I don't know. But they have a plan. They know what they're doing. They just haven't consulted me. John from Spokane, give us a call. Is on the line. And if you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, John. Question or comment?
Both, please. First is the comment. I was listening to Joyce Riley's program today, and she was reading a document that came out in 2006, and it goes over in detail all of the information as far as who ISIS is, what the plan is, everything. I was amazed. So the previous caller, most of his questions would get answered by what they covered in the first hour on Joyce Riley's program. And it's archived at thepowerhour.com. You got to put the "the" in there, thepowerhour.com. And then you can go ahead and listen to today's first hour show. And she goes over all that in detail. And it's pretty much a foregone conclusion what the plan is, which is to break up Iraq into pieces. And they're playing both sides. They're financing both sides of this whole thing. And you just got to listen to that program. It's a really good show.
Well, you know, Joyce is such a wonderful person, a wonderful source of accurate information. But actually, I wouldn't call it breaking up Iraq. I think it should be divided. It never should have been put together. It was united into a nation following World War I by Great Britain that conquered that area and then put three separate groups, all of who hated one another, that's the Kurds, the Shia, and the Sunni, into one country. So they could always be dissent, and they could play them one against the other. I think it's time that they said they were separated and allowed to live their own lives because of their religious differences.
Well, what she was going over wasn't her opinion. It was the actual U.S. document that somehow, I don't know where, I tuned in late, so I didn't get every little piece, but it is the actual document. So you're getting it right from the horse's mouth, firsthand, and I think they even are in their email. They're putting up a map that was included in the document. But this is all the way back to 2006, so they're just moving everything forward. And what we're getting is just the spin on the whole thing, and it's all agendized. So that was my comment. And now I have a quick question. Pastor David Whitney, when he does the Institute on the Constitution programs, if I'm not mistaken, maybe you can help clarify this. The thing about titles, is it are U.S. citizens are not allowed to be titled, or is it just the people that serve us in the government?
My understanding is that U.S. citizens are not allowed to be titled. I could be mistaken, but this is my impression. We certainly do not want that sort of thing. You see, basically down through the ages, why people have always been ruled by kings or emperors or dictators or tribal chiefs or whatever what it was. But people always look to sort of a ruling or hereditary elite to look after them. When America came, why, it was different. They were not going to have that sort of thing. We were going to have a country where men could be free, so there was to be no centralized authority. Now, there's always been, of course, those who want to rule other people. And at the same time, when America was being founded by our founding fathers, who wanted to limit the power of government, there were also evil and wicked people here, who wanted to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one world dictatorship, the one that we face today. Initially, people didn't understand it. They hid themselves. But our founding fathers did understand that. And they did not want people, a ruling elite, hereditary elite, the people with nobility to be American citizens. You wanted to be an American, fine. But you couldn't be an American citizen. Oh, with certainly having a sort of a hereditary title, because they realized there's always those who would enslave the masses. They were there and at the time America was founded. Today, they control both political parties. They control the six major banks, the six major media outlets. They control most of our major corporations. They control America, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And then, of course, they're going to destroy this country. It's about time we try to take America back while we still can. Does that answer your question, John?
Yes, and the reason why I bring it up is because Angelina Jolie was just knighted by the Queen, and she's also a member of Council on Foreign Relations. I assume she's an American citizen. She's the daughter of John Voight. The thing is she just finished being in that movie, the Disney movie, Maleficent, and I listened to a program, and they were talking about all the occult influences in that movie. I haven't seen the movie. It's the Sleeping Beauty type of thing, but they get into that, you know, more of the, it's, anyway, it's ironic that she would play this part of Maleficent, the evil queen, and then be knighted by the queen right afterwards, and she's an American citizen, and I had understood from David Whitney that it's not okay for American citizens to be knighted by the British Empire.
And I don't think it is either. And basically the thing is the average American never even stops and thinks of these things. But there is this strong, certainly, occult influence in Hollywood today. Now, there are a lot of good Christians there who are aware of what's going on and are trying to get the word out. But you have this battle, you have the superficial battle, and then you have the real battle. And that is a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the destruction of Christian civilization. That's what they're really up to, and they're doing a pretty good job of it.
Yep. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, fine. Well, that was John calling from Spokane. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. But I think it's vitally important that people understand what this real nature of the battle is, and we can talk about what's going on from a historical point of view. But unless you understand it from a spiritual point of view, unless you understand there really are people who worship the devil, this is not imaginary, and some of them may not even understand what it's all about. But there really are supernatural forces that you can tap into. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that's the last thing you want to do. Because if you do, you endanger your very soul. So there are people out there who certainly have never been had a personal relationship with our Lord, do not understand what Christianity is about. And our job, your job, is to reach as many of them as you can. And that's, of course, why we give you the background of the things we talk about on this program, hoping that you'll remember them, that you'll follow them the way in your mind, and then that you will make it a point to talk to people. Talk to as many people as you can and try to get them to listen to Joyce Riley and listen to Alex Jones and listen to Sidney Chuck Chrismeyer and Butch Paul and listen to my program, Radio Liberty. People need to understand that we truly are involved in a spiritual battle that's being carried out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle. A spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And you're involved whether you want to be or not. If you think you can sit on the sidelines and do nothing and maintain your freedom, you're sadly mistaken. We're moving into a major crisis. What it is, as we've said, we don't know, but we know it's coming. We need your help. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. We need your financial help, but we need your prayers as well. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty to wrap up the program. 1-800-544-8927.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
I'm going to think of that.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I need to point out the fact that there have always been secret societies down through the ages. You can read about them. They're all sorts of different organizations. But they seem to be all pointing and culminating in the things that, and events that are unfolding before our very eyes today. One of the convenient areas to begin talking about these secret societies would be 1891, when Cecil Rhodes, who was a Mason, joined together with three other men. One of them was Lord Milner, who was a Mason. One was John Stead, who was deeply involved in the occult and theosophy. And then Lord Escher, and I'm sure he was deeply involved in the occult, but he was certainly one of the most wealthy and powerful men in England. He was the advisor to the King of England for well over 20 years. And these four men put together a secret society that was being made to take over the world. And of course, it spread here to the United States. And of course, this is beautifully covered in the book written by Professor Carol Quigley, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and everything was done to suppress that book. And in the second book, The Anglo-American Establishment, and everything possible was done to suppress the book. But we carry both of them. We want you to have access to them. And then, of course, I've summarized so much of what the background of Cecil Rhodes and the secret society in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, of the true story of the murder on the Orient Express. That's the subtitle. Brotherhood of Darkness, the true story of the murder on the Orient Express. You need to get the information and you need to get this out. But first of all, you have to be comfortable with it yourself and understand the one thing that they don't want you to understand, and that is that they already control America. They control both political parties. They make mockery out of our electoral process. They can rig the voting machine they want to. That's why we need to get back to paper ballots. They can control, certainly, what we read, because they control the six major corporations. They control the media, and that, of course, is AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, a German corporation, Viacom, which controls CBS, Sydney, Disney, which controls ABC, Comcast, and Rupert Murdoch, and they all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations and Bilderbergers and Trilateral Commission, and they're all part of this evil group. But as they're beautifully described in a book that we offer called The New Media Monopoly. Now, the book doesn't tell you about the CFR and the others, but it does tell you who these groups are and how they work and how they control your reality. The book, The New Media Monopoly, and you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we all hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, because it will give you the details, the information, the background, and certainly an overview of what's going on. And coming out of certainly the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created have been another series of secret and covert organizations that permeate every aspect of our society. Well, quite frankly, we need your help to get the information out. And we hope many of you want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or certainly you can donate to what we do by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. That's your job. I can only do so much. I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week. And Sydney, we used to do a weekend program. We had to give that up. But basically, we still have a voice that's heard, as you can tell if you listen to our programs regularly, out all across America. And you can hear us on the Internet. You can hear us on AM radio and FM radio and shortwave radio. You can hear us on satellite. You can hear us so many ways. You can buy our four CD sets, Sydney. But what we need is for you to tell others. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Do you value freedom? You've got to commit yourself totally to this. The other side is working full-time, and there's no place for people not involved. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Darcy Brandon. That's Darcy Brandon. She certainly spoke at the conference of Sidney Olin Kohler's conference this last weekend, comes with the highest recommendation, talking about Sustainable Development Agenda 21 and this organized effort to change and transform America into certainly this totally controlled and monitored society. Darcy, how did you get involved in this, and what did you learn, and what can we do to protect America?
Well, thank you for having me on the show, Dr. Monteith. And I got involved a few years ago because I'm a landscape architect by profession, and I saw things happening in my profession that raised some questions for me. And when I started researching it, everything came back to the Agenda 21 issues and how they are being implemented. Not because it was a treaty, but through various regulations that are being imposed on the construction industry and many other industries as well. And then Common Core came along. So that's been my focus the last year or so, and have done a lot of research in that and finding out the history of it. And so that has been my focus. And my children are, you know, close to finishing high school or just finished college. And so my kids have pretty much, are missing the boat, if you will, on the Common Core. But I'm involved because I'm concerned about other little children that are in school now. And when you're a young parent, you are so busy raising your family that you don't have time to do the research. And so my hope is that we can get the message out to these young parents and let them know what is the plan for their children in the 21st century.
Well, now, what is the plan for the children in the 21st century, and what can the average parent do? He doesn't understand all the intricacies of the things that you and Arlene and others who've studied Common Core have found. But what is going on, and what can people do about it?
Well, what is going on has been going on for a long time, and Common Core is kind of the ultimate goal of the global elite in controlling the population. And I don't know who has said it, but maybe Stalin. You know, if you can control the education and the minds of the children, you can control the population. So that is why education is so important to these global elites, so that they can control the future going ahead. So that is what is going on. And I mean, you can take it back to the early 20th century. You can take it back to the 18th century. We can take it back to the beginning of time, if you will, and realize that this has been a fight to make man as God, as opposed to honoring the God of all creation. That is, it's a heart issue. It's, you know, and it translates into a political issue.
It's a spiritual issue, and I think that's absolutely right. As Darcy says, this has been around going back to the beginning of recorded time, but it's coming to its culmination right now. We'll be right back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Darcy Brandon. And we're talking about Common Core. And because Darcy makes the point so well, this whole move, this effort to centralize power and alter the structure of our society has been around, well, let's be for thousands of years, but we seem to be coming to the apex of this movement today. And Darcy, of course, recognizes this and recognizes how they're using education to transform our children and to destroy the values that certainly that she and I and older people were indoctrinated in through our educational program. But they have a new program now that's destroying everything worthwhile and noble in the world today. Go right ahead, Darcy.
Well, you make a good point, Dr. Monteith. And I came across information, and this goes back to 1989 at a National Governors Association. You're talking about changing the beliefs of our children. And a Dr. Shirley McCune, who was a senior director at the Mid-Continental Regional Educational Laboratory, was speaking at this National Governors Association conference in 1989. And what she said is that education is about the total restructuring of American society. That was her first point. Her second point was that that education is no longer about teaching facts and information. And her third point was that there had been a reform movement going on for 10 years, so since 1979, and that the governor's understood that there was a relationship between economic development or sustainable development and human capital or labor. So there you have the introduction then of, or the door opening for Goals 2000 and school to work and outcome-based education and all of these other reforms that have been going on since you know, the 70s, or probably the 80s and 90s. And so, in their own words, they're telling us what they're doing, and we've just been too busy, you know, working, making a living and raising our families to understand what has been going on.
And I think it's important that basically we understand that the other side works full time. They have limited funding. They certainly tie into great tax-exempt foundations and the very, very wealthy corporations, and they have their people working full time to change America, and most of us have to work for a living. And they think that maybe we can certainly go to the polls every couple of years and vote and have some impact. Ladies and gentlemen, the other side knows exactly what they're doing. And if we hope to save America, we need a cadre of dedicated Americans who believe in freedom and are willing to commit themselves in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization. And the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men. If you're not involved, ladies and gentlemen, then you're part of the problem. Darcy, go right ahead.
Well, you're absolutely right, because the other side does work 365 days out of the year, and they do not stop for anything. We need to take a lesson from them and also be involved as much as they are. And here in the San Diego area, I have a friend who went to a county board meeting, and she was asking the county supervisor, well, why are you voting this way if you know it's not good, and why are you doing that? And she said, well, where have you been to let me know that you don't like me voting this way? So we need to show up at school board meetings. We need to create relationships with our school administrators, with our state legislators and city council, and, you know, all the way up. But it starts locally. I think it was Reagan that said that, you know, politics start at the dinner table, and we need to take a cue from that and from the other side, and we need to be involved. And I know it's hard, and, you know, we can't do it all. But like you said, if we have a cadre of involved people, we can create a team, grassroots, and make a difference at the local level. That's where everything starts.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But remember, the other side is dedicated. They can certainly working in both political parties. And until we get enough Americans involved, well, we're going to continue losing. And maybe we're going to lose because nobody really cares. But I believe there are an awful lot of good people out there who want to be free, but they don't understand they have to be involved. If you have a question or comment for Darcy, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Darcy.
Yes, there was a study done in the 1970s by the RAND Corporation, and they were studying why the federal education programs did not work for them. And do you know what they found? They found that the problem was at the local level, at the local school board level, and the classroom, the parents. So knowing that gives us a lot of ammunition and a lot of encouragement that at the local level we can do something. And a lot of times, corporations or government will tell us, oh, you're just one person, you really can't make a difference, but we can make a difference. And we have been making differences. If you look at what happened in Oklahoma, and Governor Fallon, signed a bill to get rid of Common Core. And I know there was a lot of people, not only from Oklahoma, but from California, and I think all across the country, that were contacting her and telling her, please define that and get rid of Common Core. So we can make a difference, and don't let anybody tell you that we can't. And another point that you mentioned was the amount of money going to the other side. And I just saw an article that was talking about Pearson, which is the British company that basically controls all of the textbooks in the U.S. And the people on their board are making millions of dollars, and they have found out that to make additional money, they can sell all kinds of stuff to now the U.S. educational system because of Common Core. So, you know, there go our tax dollars to support a cartel that is basically ruining our children and turning them into global citizens instead of American citizens.
You're absolutely right, and they just jack up the cost on those textbooks. I know how much it costs to print a book, and I know how much they're charging for those. And they're really taking advantage of this. They're making fabulous sums for themselves. But what they're doing, of course, is suddenly promoting ignorance and suddenly bias on the part of our young people. So that when most young people leave high school today, they no longer consider themselves American citizens. They're globalists, and they're dedicated to a different concept than you and I were when we were younger. Go right ahead.
That's true. I mean, they're being taught that the U.S. is not exceptional. They're being taught that other countries across the world are just as exceptional as we are. And what this does is that it demoralizes our population into thinking, well, we're nothing great, and they've rewritten the history due to the I think it was back in the early 1900s into the 1930s with the Carnegie Corporation rewriting our history books even back then. And so our kids are not being taught history. They're not being taught about what amazing people came to this country on the Mayflower. You know, we're taught it's just a bunch of silly people wearing some funny clothes, and they had turkey dinner on Thanksgiving with the Indians. But it's much deeper than that. And, I mean, even myself didn't realize how much history I was missing until just a few years ago, and started reading history books voraciously and trying to catch up on what I had missed out. And you go back, and it's just amazing the strength and the courage that these people had, and their understanding of God and his importance in life, and how you look to God to learn how to live, basically. He guides you in your life walk.
And I think it's so important that people understand that down through the ages, there's always been a ruling or hereditary elite. And they told you really what to do, and most people were willing to go along with it. And that's how society worked. But the people who created America believed that the freedom came from God. And basically, of course, if we could simply limit the power of government, we didn't need a hereditary elite. We didn't need a banking elite. We didn't need a financial elite. Men could be free. And what a unique idea this was in the history of mankind. People had never heard of anything like this before. Could it really work? Well, you read the writings of Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and John Adams and John Madison and the others. They believed it could work. And it did work. But of course, there's always been this people who hate God, and they want the power themselves, and they're the ones who today is in the control both political parties. But the average individual has little idea what's going on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, but you must understand why America is different, who has taken it over, and what you must do if you hope to be free, because we're heading towards a climax in civilization. And whose side do you want to be on? We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment for our guest, Darcy, is at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. This is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But our guest is Darcy Brandon, who's been studying Common Core and this whole movement to alter the very structure of our society. And ladies and gentlemen, unless you understand that the other side knows exactly what they're doing and has concealed their existence, their plan, their subversive activities from the American people, you can't understand what's going on today, and you become part of the problem. There is no certainly neutral position. You're either going to have to be involved in one side or lose by default. Darcy, go ahead and pick up the story.
Okay. Well, I'd like to touch on something that you mentioned about changing the American structure. And how are they doing that? Well, in education, they're no longer testing knowledge. That was the second point that this woman made at the National Governors Conference. They're now testing the values, attitudes, and beliefs of our children. And how are they doing that? Well, in the textbooks, for instance, I was reading my son's, it was a pre-calculus textbook, and in there they were talking about the wolf population and, you know, them being endangered species and on about these poor wolves. And, you know, what is that doing in a math book, an advanced math book at that? Well, you'll find in the educational textbooks that all throughout them, it doesn't matter if it's math or English or history or whatever, it's tied to the environmental movement, it's tied to sustainability and all of that. And Arne Duncan has openly proclaimed that his administration is loyal to the globalist UN sustainability agenda. So, you know, it comes from the top and it works its way down. And, you know, that the federal government is not supposed to be involved in education at all. And here we are. We have standards, and they keep saying, well, the standards are not curriculum. Well, the standards are based on what is going to be on the test. And how do you pass the test? Well, you have to teach the curriculum that teaches to the test. So it's all tied together in this intricate web, and you know, the computers, the technology is big in Common Core, and this can go back to Skinner. He talked about his box. Well, the box is now called a computer, and the computer can train you how to think about certain things. In some of these assessments, we have they're based on how the child answers the questions. And if a child doesn't believe in, say, global warming, the computer will not let the child go on to the next question until he or she conforms to what the agenda is behind the question. So this is very disturbing, and Skinner actually said that no one could get between the child and his box. So you remove the parent from the education, and the education is then done by a computer or a trained change agent. Sometimes we call them teachers, but even the teachers have, there are a lot of good teachers out there, don't get me wrong, but they have also been brainwashed into this whole sustainability and other nonsense that is being taught in our schools.
And the tragedy is, of course, that if you are a teacher and want to do the right thing, you're going to get into real trouble. Basically, because, of course, they will tell you that everybody agrees, certainly, that we have this sustainability problem, that global warming is real. Every scientist in the whole world is a responsible scientist, except this fact. Except, of course, the 30,000 scientists who follow our good friend Art Robinson, who say there's no evidence that human activity is influencing global warming. So is the entire media lying to us? Or certainly is Dr. Robinson lying? Well, I'd like to suggest the media is lying. The media is under control. It's time we took America back. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Then you need to get involved and you need to get informed. Darcy, how can people get in touch with you and get your material?
We have a website. It is, oh gosh, there's a lot of C's in it. Let me look it up here, because I always get it wrong when I'm trying to say it. So let me find it, and...
Okay, well, we'll get to it when we get back here.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, here's a woman who's on the front lines of this battle. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
While the storm clouds...
Hi. Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Darcy Brandon. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment for her, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But this is a very, very important issue. And basically, America is certainly under attack today, not from without. All these things going on over in Syria and Iraq and Libya and Egypt, and they're all a distraction, ladies and gentlemen. So we can't see that we are losing our freedom here at home. And basically, Darcy, did you get your website for people if they'd like to get in touch with you?
Yes, I did. I did. It is www.cuacc.org, and that stands for Californians Against Common Core. So www.cuacc.org is our website, and there's lots of great information on there.
All right, fine. And so basically, now basically, what sort of response are you getting as you tell people about this truly subversive movement that permeates so much of what's going on in America today?
Well, we had a series of informational forums across the state of California in April. And we had Dr. Sandra Stotsky come. We had Brad Dacus of the Pacific Justice Institute. And we also had Lydia Gutierrez, who was running for state superintendent of schools. And they each gave a different perspective of what the effects of are of Common Core. And I tell you, the people, when they left there, they they were so thankful for the information that we provided to them. Some people are shell-shocked. Some people are angry and upset. Some people just, they don't know what to do. And so we want to give people some things that they can do and just give them the power back. I mean, a lot of these young parents have also been indoctrinated into the school system. You know, they probably went through some of this sustainability and change agent type education, and they don't realize how they have been brainwashed. And so we need to educate them and, you know, probably take baby steps with them and not, you know, shoot them with the fire hose. But educate them and let them know what the agenda is going on behind there, and then hopefully give them their power back and let them understand that they are the parent and they know what is best for their child. The state does not know what is best for the child. The parent does. And there is Supreme Court cases that back that up. And our founding fathers realized and understood that parents are the best educators for their children. And if the parents aren't able to, then, you know, we do have the school system. But in the end, parents know what is best for their children.
Well, my feeling is that basically, if you love your children, you're going to try to get them out of government school. And in some and not just the charter schools or some of the other alternatives, but just in the home education, like the Robinson homeschool curriculum or the others, there are a number of them out there. But of course, we've got to get them away from the control of the government, because of course, if we do not, then these evil people will control their minds of reality. And these people will be dedicated to this idea of a one world government, a one world financial system, and of course will become enemies of God. They will reject Christianity, because that's the purpose of education today, is to destroy religious faith, at least for a large part of it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. How would you respond to that remark?
You're spot on. The schools today are teaching earth worship. They're teaching humanism. They're teaching that, you know, humans aren't any more valuable than an insect or a rock. And we know different than that. We know that God put man on this earth to have dominion over it. Now, that doesn't mean that we can abuse it. Certainly, I mean, I grew up on a farm, and if we didn't take care of our farm, we didn't have crops, and we couldn't sustain ourselves. So, you know, there's responsibility that comes with that dominion. I was going to make another point here. But essentially, that is what they are teaching. The environmental movement, and this goes back to 1989, there was something written for UNESCO called the World Core Curriculum. And the whole curriculum talks about earth and plants and seas and oceans and you know, nutrition and health, but very little about family. And what we need to understand is that our children are in school for, what, 180, 190 days out of the year? And how much are they learning in those days compared to what they're learning at home or what they're learning at church? You know, that they are being bombarded with these messages.
And these messages are aimed at destroying their faith in God and in family and country. This is what's really so disturbing to me.
Yes, that's exactly true. And now there's a push to have early education, you know, preschool. And again, this ties back into UNESCO. They have a program called Education for All. And one of their number one goal is to expand early childhood care and education. Well, why do they want to do that? Well, if you can get the children when they're really young, you know, before the parents, and I'm being sarcastic here, have the time to indoctrinate them into, you know, their religious beliefs and their national pride and that sort of thing. You know, if they can get them that young, then they can really, you know, brainwash them into their own ideologies and their own thinking. And I know President Obama has proposed preschool for all, and I believe the in California they are talking about preschool, mandatory preschool, maybe kindergarten, starting with kindergarten, because now kindergarten is optional, but they want to make kindergarten mandatory. And, you know, they get kindergarten, they're going to go even younger than that eventually.
Well, we have on the line with us Ron calling from Washington State. And Ron is a substitute teacher because he's certainly very well educated. This is not his lifelong profession, but since he's retired, he's become a substitute teacher. Ron, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, first I want to echo everything your guest has said. And just affirm it. And from what I've seen the name Pearson on a number of different educational materials. And some of the views they're pushing are very subtle, but they're almost ubiquitous. And we are losing a generation. We're mass-producing socialists and globalists. I had the opportunity to interact with some of the leaders in one of the high schools, and almost every one of them has disdain for the United States, but all the shortcomings we have, and I would agree that there were some shortcomings, but nonetheless, the fact anybody can own anything is pretty nice as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, we should have done better, and there certainly there's opportunities for improvement, but that doesn't mean we should all be, you know, marched into concentration camps. But I wanted to ask your guest a couple of things. What does she think about this International Baccalaureate?
The International Baccalaureate is being promoted as a substitute for the advanced placement classes. And again, it's tied to UNESCO. It's tied to the UN worldview of, you know, Mother Earth. And we all need to be common, you know, have common worldviews, a common world culture. And again, it's pushing that globalist agenda to make our children global citizens rather than American citizens.
Yeah, it's kind of actively pushed towards the brighter kids in our schools.
It is. And from what I understand, it's also very expensive to implement. And it can be, they have one for the elementary kids, and they also have one for the upper secondary education level as well.
Okay, Ron, does you have another question or comment?
Yes, we're talking about primary, secondary schools. We have another maybe even bigger problem in our universities. And academic freedom seems to be squashed, and this globalist agenda is being promoted as well in our universities. And to me, that's one of the reasons that we're in such bad shape. That's why Santa Cruz went bad, when the University of California, Santa Cruz, another little red schoolhouse, appeared in your community and it's a very toxic effect.
Yes, it really did. It changed Santa Cruz politically, and certainly, but they never could have accomplished it without the subversive help of our local newspaper. And certainly, the people who run that newspaper have betrayed the population here. But go right ahead.
Well,
yeah, I was asking Darcy
about that. Go ahead.
Well, what are we going to do about the universities, especially you in California with, boy, who's your, the president of the University of California system?
Yeah, aren't we lucky? Oh, my goodness. Well, that is a good question, and I don't know that I have a good answer for it, because our universities have been taken over by socialists. And you're right, they are pushing a socialist agenda. And, you know, I think it's going to be up to the parents to re-indoctrinate their kids when they come home from college and let them know that what they are being taught is just pure. cure evil, and it's been tried over and over again, and it has never worked, and it never will work.
And I think it's so important if Ron and Sydney, Darcy, get them to listen to people, encourage children to listen to programs like Radio Liberty or The Power Hour, Joyce Riley, or Sydney, Alex Jones, to hear the other side and simply point out that there is two sides to everything. There's the one side that's controlled by the media monopoly that controls both the Democrats and the Republicans. And then there is an alternative media out there. And we can get the young people listening to that. Hopefully many of them, of course, will begin to understand what's going on. I think most people know something seriously wrong. They just can't put it all together. And they don't understand when you talk about the evils of slavery, when you talk about the way the Indians were treated, all of those are legitimate things, but that they represented these evil and wicked people, the other people on the other side, not the Christian element, but those who wanted to take control of this country and use the financial and military power of the United States to impose tyranny throughout the world. That's what's really going on. Any comment on that, either Darcy or Ron?
Well, I would agree with that. You're right. It's all about control. It's all about the state feeling that they know better than you or I what is best for us, and they want to tell us how to live our lives. And, Americans were not initially taught to think that way. We were taught to think that we're individuals, and we have the right to property and liberty and you know, those things declared in our Declaration of Independence. And for the globalists, for the socialists, they don't see it that way. They want to control us, and they want the state to, they're always trying to improve, and they don't find that history is important because man is always evolving. And so, you know, they'll look back at Stalin or Hitler and, well, they just weren't. They didn't do it quite right, or we need to try it another way. That is their mindset. Their mindset is not to look at history and learn from it. Their point is to look at history and, well, they just didn't do it right. And, you know, you can hear Obama say that in some of his comments. You know, well, maybe I didn't explain it well enough to you. Let me try it again, when he was talking about Obamacare. And so I think that is, you know, kind of the core of their mentality.
They believe that man can create a perfect society, and of course, it is the antithesis of America, which is to limit the power of government so men can be free, and men certainly collectively can do a wonderful, wonderful job. It is only that certainly you have these people of great wealth who want to control everything that we get under the problems. Ron, do you have a parting thought for our listeners?
I just want to say all our education should be aligned with the core principles of the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. As far as I'm concerned, any teacher at a state's institution or a public institution is a government employee and should be held to that standard.
Okay, fine. Darcy, do you have a parting thought for our listeners?
Well, I just want to encourage parents out there to take a stand for their children and protect them. And like I was saying earlier, the parents know best what is good for their children. And they need to understand that. They need to understand that, if you opt out of the test, it's okay. And, you know, the sky's not going to fall. And your school might get a lower grade or lower score, but ultimately, your children are what is important, not the school ranking or grade that they're getting.
Okay, fine. Well, I want to thank both of you. I want to thank Darcy. Brandon, and one more time, let's get your website out there so people will know how to get in touch with you and get your information one more time.
Okay, sure. It's www.cuacc.org, and that stands for Californians Against Common Core.
Californians Against Common Core.
Right. Yeah. So .org is the suffix on that, as opposed to .com, it's .org.
And I think I appreciate so much you being with us tonight, Darcy. It's been a fascinating hour, and certainly I appreciate Ron calling in. I think his remarks have been very apropos.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Ron, and thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's been a pleasure.
All right, God bless. Thanks, both of you. And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We need your financial help to maintain our network of stations out across America. We can't do it without you. And so if you're in a position to help financially, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But we are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But this is a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And if you're not involved, then you're part of the problem.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and as we do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 hours a day, people are learning, and more people are becoming aware of what's going on, but quite frankly, we need your financial help to maintain our network of supporters and, of course, to continue expanding our educational program so people will begin to understand what's going on, how to understand what's going on in Iraq today. We're funding both sides, but that's what we did in Vietnam. And if you haven't, we have actually a three, four CD sets on Vietnam and Vietnam. So to give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, or SNA, you can get the whole three CD sets. I basically must understand we financed the North Vietnamese so they could finance the South Vietnamese so we could have a 10-year war for no reason at all other than a diversion as they brought in the Great Society. And that's exactly what World War II was. We financed both sides, and if you haven't certainly heard the DVD on Did Hitler Escape, you need to get it. It's, I should say, the 4 CD set on Did Hitler Escape. And then, of course, we do have the DVD, Sydney, pardon me, we do have the book, Sydney by our good friend, Dr. Jerome Corsi, Sydney on Hitler. We carry the book Grey Wolf, and suddenly Jerome Corsi's book is Hunting Hitler, and then we carry the book Grey Wolf, and then we have the 4 CD set, Did Hitler Escape? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Hitler did escape. He was allowed to escape to South America, and the people at the highest levels of our government knew it and supported Adolf Hitler. Why? Because Adolf Hitler was deeply involved in the occult, and they wanted a war, and they got their war, and an awful lot of people died. But we financed all during the war, all World War II, we financed the Nazis. And if you haven't read John Loftus's wonderful book, America's Nazi Secret, America's Nazi Secret, or our 4 CD set, The War Against the Jews, my interviews with John Loftus, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We need your help, ladies and gentlemen, to get the truth out across America. We can't do it without it. And so basically, we need to get you informed. You can get other books we've talked about. We can get the 4 CD sets we've talked about, and literally hundreds of others that will give you every aspect of what's going on today. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and we do hope that as in the water become part and parcel of our effort, and we are reaching more people all the time, but we can't do it without you. And so if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you can go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and there you can listen to our radio programs 4 hours a day live and certainly archive 24 hours a day. You can watch many of our DVDs, which we play there free of charge. Certainly you can read my newsletters that they're there and look at all the other things we offer. But it's up to you to get the information and then for you to get the information to others. We can't do it without you. So please, of course, if you're in a position to help us financially, do. If you're not in a position to help us financially, then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. From the mouth.